today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, your host today. Dr. Dobson is out of town and asked that I step in for him, and I'm delighted to do so because we have got a special program for you. It's actually an interview I was able to do with Daryl Strawberry. Hey, if you love baseball, you'll recognize the name Daryl Strawberry. Daryl had an incredible career in the big leagues, helping the New York Mets win a World Series title, and he also was with the Yankees. I think they won 3 World Series titles. But everybody also knows that Daryl had his troubles off the field as well. He went on a pretty dark journey in his life. But, and that's an important but God got a hold of him and has turned his life around. Let's go now to this interview with Daryl Strawberry on this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. He was one of the most feared sluggers in baseball. During his 17-year career, he helped the New York Mets win a World Series and the Yankees win 3 of them. Today, up close and personal with baseball icon, now Pastor Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry has been described as a legend by many who have been dazzled by the dynamics of his game. Strawberry had incredible power at the plate. People loved to come watch him play. As a matter of fact, they gave him nicknames like Straw's Sweet Swing, Strawberry's Field Forever, and the legendary Straw Man. But he also has a past riddled with pain and brokenness. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol. He went through 2 failed marriages. He's been inside a prison, crack houses, and more. But God got a hold of him. His mercy, God's mercy, found him. And Strawberry now has a new purpose and passion. He's serving the Lord Jesus Christ by speaking a message of hope and helping others transform their lives through the power of the gospel. Today, if you think it's too late, your life's a total sham, God could never fix you, use you, or call you, you've checked into the right place. Daryl, welcome into Life, Love, and Family.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tim. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Daryl, as we get started, you've got to do this for us. 17-year run in the MLB. Tell us your favorite moment, Daryl, the biggest moment in your eyes.
Well, the biggest moment in my life probably was 1986, clinching the playoffs and getting into the playoffs and then going through the playoffs and having to beat Houston in that playoff run to get to the World Series and then being down 0-2 in the World Series against Boston and going up to Boston and winning 3 games and then coming back home to win games. I think anytime any player plays or have a career, you know, the most important thing that you think about is getting into the playoffs, getting into the World Series. And, you know, I was able to do that 3 times, but 86 was the biggest. The first is always the most important. You don't know if you ever get back again.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Hey, listen, 4 World Series rings, 8 All-Star games, 375 home run balls. You would think everything was perfect, but your life was also just in a total spin. It was becoming a mess, Daryl. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Our lives become a mess, you know. I say our lives, people's lives become a mess, you know, with no identity. Because a uniform doesn't really define who you are. It just defines what you do. And I think a lot of times we get caught up into the fact that it makes us believe that's who we really are. And I think for me, it started with some issues probably from my childhood and wanting to be accepted. And when you get to the big leagues, maybe it's just a place where I could just cover up and pretend I was okay inside. But they were really from the childhood of being affected and being told that I was nothing to be nothing by my father, who's an alcoholic. It was very unfortunate because I got another story in that self about him. I ended up leading him to the Lord later on. But it's just incredible that we get to these places and we're able to cover up everything because you're an athlete. Well, what is the athlete supposed to do? He's not supposed to hurt, or he's not supposed to show he's hurting inside. And I think a lot of times a lot of us deal with that kind of lifestyle, and celebrities too deal with that kind of lifestyle. And we cover up and we mask ourselves with everything else to make us feel good. I get more cars, I get more home, I get more money, I get more of this. But really down and deep down inside, there's an emptiness. There's a lot of holes inside of us that need to be filled. And we end up filling them with all the wrong things, no matter how great you are, no matter how much performance you can do. But there's a lot of emptiness going on inside. And you go back home and you look at all the stuff that you accumulated and you go, I just buy more of this. And, you know, maybe this will make me feel better. But, you know, it never makes you feel better.
Daryl, the MLB, there's a lot of talk going on right now. Do you think the guys who are coming up through the ranks, What is it that puts these young men in this spin when it comes to the game? What's going on?
I don't think it's the game. I think they love the game. I think it's what comes with it, around the game, the people, the lifestyle, the money. And there's no no's. Everything is a yes. You know, that's the problem in sports, you know, with athletes. You know, nobody ever tells them no. No, you don't need to go there. No, you don't need to do this. No, you don't need to do that. Everybody says yes, 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 you know, because you're the one paying the bill. So everybody's coming along with you to be a part of whatever you want to do. There's really no structure. I think what happens, a lot of young men grow up, just them and their mom most of the time. There's no father really around. I mean, I don't think they understand there's consequences behind every action. And a lot of times we get misled that it's not, because you can buy your way out. And that's not true. You just dig yourself in a deeper hole.
Darryl, I don't know if you remember, but you and I had dinner one evening at an IHOP in Tampa. And we were talking. And you said, Tim, when you no longer hear the roar of the crowd, it's devastating, especially when you get addicted to the applause. I think somewhere along the way, you're right. If we lose sight of what it's all about, then that hole that's in our soul that's desperate to be filled or to be loved or to be noticed or recognized, it starts driving us and it starts pushing us in directions too that show a lot of desperation. The alcohol and drug run, Darryl, I said you even got to a place where you were lost in crack houses, financial ruin, struggling in marriages. Can you take us down that dark road for a moment? What were you experiencing, and how desperate did it get?
Well, I think it's the loss of not knowing who you are. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, like I said, the crowd and the cheering, it feels great when you're going through that process, but when you think about it, all these people don't really know you anyway. They cheer because you hit a ball out of the ballpark. They don't know you personally. They don't know your real inner struggles and your real true issues that are hurting you inside. And I think when we don't deal with the hurt more than anything inside, we try to fix it with everything else. So we try to escape in alcohol. We try to escape in drugs. We try to escape in pornography, whatever it may be, lust of women, or whatever it may be. It's a list of things that come along that you try to escape in to try to fix you and try to make you feel better. And it never really makes you feel better. It just takes you deeper into a hole. And the deeper you go down, the darker it gets. And then there's no way out once you get into the darkness of it, because you think, well, this is life. This is where I belong. This is who I am anyway. I'm hurting. You guys don't know me anyway. You just know what I've done as a player in my career, but deep down inside, you don't know I have these real insecurities about myself. Even though I'm making millions of dollars, I'm still insecure about myself. So it's so many different components of life that we all deal with until we hit a bottom and spin out. And a lot of times, you know, some people spin out and they can never make it back. You know what happens? I can tell, I think, a lot of times with athletes is they're never able to cross over and take off the uniform. They look at the name of the uniform, match the Yankees, and the name on the back is going to always be the same. The last name is Strawberry. That's going to be the same. That's not changing. But the uniform on the front is the team. So that comes to the end. So what do you do now? And you identify yourself with that. And I think a lot of athletes and celebrities identify themselves in what they do instead of who they are. They don't really know their real purpose until you actually step into your real purpose. And it's not playing sports. You know, that's just part of, that's a gift. You know, that's a gift of what we do, and we're able to do that.
Darryl, if people were to go back and trace your life, somewhere along the way, everybody began to write you off and say it's over. The Strawberry can't come back. He's not going to come back. Worse than that, he's a disaster. He's dead, basically. He's done. But you're alive, and you claim this, that your life as Strawberry, quote, no longer exists. I'm going to go to a little scene in the movie Cinderella Man, Darryl, just for a moment. Jimmy Braddock, he's making his comeback, his second chance, okay? And they've got all these reporters in there, and they're asking him all kinds of questions. But the guy from the Chicago Tribune, Jake, says, Jimmy, you couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag, basically. What's happened? What's changed this time, Jimmy? What's different now? And Braddock fumbles around for a little bit and comes back and he says, I know what I'm fighting for. And then he said, milk. And Darryl, you've gone through all kinds of help programs back in the MLB days, etc. You fought through things personally, but something's happened. Darryl Strawberry has made a change. What happened, Darryl? Why is it different this time?
Well, that's a great question, you know. And a lot of people ask me today, and they're still looking. 11 years later, they're still looking to see this man has changed from the person that I knew. I've seen him for 11 years. Whatever happened in his life is real. It's not something that you just go around and talk about, because what happens, being in the public eye like I was, everybody had written me off and said, well, you know, his life is a mess. It could have been, should have been, would have been. And, you know, the world perception that they throw you away. I think that was the greatest gift I ever received, was being thrown away, because I was able to find the cross and I was able to find Christ. What people need to understand is when people throw you away, God is sitting right there and saying, I've always wanted you. You know, no matter what, you know, all you have to do is come to me and yield yourself and surrender yourself and believe that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the place a person has to come to. You have to come to that complete surrender of your life to Christ. You know, Galatians 2:20 talks about it. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. So I no longer live. I no longer have to live. When you understand you're coming to someone that's greater than you, that you don't have to live, you have to do your part to live again. And understanding that I had to come to that, the clarification that I needed to live. I needed life, not being important, but I needed real life. And, you know, and I found the real life in yielding myself at the cross and surrendering my life, not knowing of Jesus, Dr. Tim, because a lot of people know of Jesus, but they're not followers. And I was one of those. I was one of those people that I knew of Jesus. I would go to church, but the enemy knew I come out. And once I walk out of church, nothing has changed because he knew I wasn't following Jesus. So I came to a place in my life where I was broken. There was nothing else there. And it was me and God. And I looked up and I got down and I looked up and there he was. I called upon the name of Jesus and I said, I need to surrender my life, not just stop doing what I'm doing, but I need to surrender my life. And I submitted myself and I surrendered my life and I got into the real commitment of being a follower of Jesus and denying myself and denying my flesh and started working towards the principles of life. And God started guiding me. The Holy Spirit came in my life and just started guiding me, started showing me the way. And everybody thinks it's an overnight. It's a process. It's not an overnight. He starts peeling. It's like a peeling a banana. You take one layer at a time to peel the banana. And that's the same way with God. He takes one layer at a time to peel things off you and peel this off you. And before you know it, you start operating in a different purpose. I think too many people allow themselves to go about life in feelings. Life is not about feelings. Life is about faith. Faith is operating in purpose. And once you get to that place of operating in purpose, you know your purpose for living.
Daryl, we've all heard the stories a million times over. When somebody gets in trouble, they, quote, find God. That's the way out, or that's the way to fix a bad situation. But for you, and I really believe this, and I think people around you, Daryl, are believing it. You found something. You found a relationship with God here to fill that brokenness. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes that says, all the labors of a man's hands are for his mouth, but his soul goes unsatisfied. Instead of filling that brokenness with alcohol and drugs and a lifestyle that was out of control, you really have found God. You know who he is and what he means to you. And God also, by the way, dropped someone in your life that I met not long ago. Her name's Tracy. Tell us a little bit about her, Daryl.
Well, yeah, Tracy's my wife. I mean, she was a guiding force to leading me back to Christ because she had got saved and she was on her journey. And I had got saved before her in 91, but I went back into the world. I never got discipled. And she kept guiding me, you know, that God really had a call for my life. And you need to get past the uniform and you need to get past them. You know, stats and everything else and that lifestyle and really focus on what your real purpose is. And that's remarkable when you have a wife that loves God and understands the real principles and values of following God. She was the guiding force. She was the miracle that, you know, you look for that God sends in your life to help you push you right into your destiny. And that's what Tracy has done more than you could ever imagine. I'm so grateful for her. I'm grateful for, you know, what God has done inside of her, our faith and what it means to help people. She got me on the track of helping others, getting outside of yourself and doing for others. And it's the most incredible thing, you know, it's the most incredible gift that a man can have when you equally yoked. It tells you don't be unequally yoked because it never works out. But when you equally yoke together, it works out so perfect because you guys see the same way, you think the same way, and it's not about us, it's about who we can help.
Hey, Daryl, they say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, you have to have a sponsor, somebody who holds you accountable. God dropped one in your life. You called her a strong woman. I'm going to say that woman is tough. You know why? Because she's been down that road herself. Daryl, she can look right in your eyes, and she knows whether or not you're being straight, right?
Well, yeah, you can't sugarcoat it, you know, when you have a have a partner that's been down that road. And you work together, you know, because what happens is your life become a life of mission. Because what happens in your life, it can happen to other people's lives, and you try to bring that message to other people. And Tracy's the same, you know, restoration, restoring lives and relationships is the most important thing. God never forgets about you. People may forget about you. Like you said earlier, Dr. Tim, people say, well, when you get in trouble, find God. That's just a saying, you know, what people say. You know, the truth is coming to know and having a relationship with God. It ain't about finding, you know, it's about having a relationship. And I think a lot of people get it misunderstood because they don't have a relationship. And I was no different with no relationship until my wife, you know, Tracy, led me back into my relationship with God. And that's when Daryl's life really started to change.
Now, Daryl, God puts the two of you together. All the cards are stacked against you. Both of you have a past of addiction and brokenness. You got financial debt. You got a bunch of kids between the two of you. How'd you make it work? I mean, you guys have been going strong now for a while.
Isn't that great, huh? Dr. Tim, that's the greatest thing about God. It's a process. You know, Tracy taught me some real valuable things. And she taught me you got to suit up and you got to show up from the problems. You can't run from them. You can't hide from them. I think a lot of times we want to hide from our problems and we won't deal with them. And she made me stand up. We stood up together to deal with all our issues together. We laid our life out there and we said, this is our life, okay? We're going to live right for God. We're going to come to St. Louis and get married, go sit in church and sit in the back of the church and get discipled. Now, how about that? That's the miracle of a changed life and how a person's life can change. Get discipled. Stop believing that you know everything and get discipled by letting your pastor teach you the word of God that will transform you and change your life. And we did that and we sat there for 5 years. Doesn't matter what we're going to go through. We're going to go through because you got to go through to get to where God's trying to get you. And so we decided to do that together. And before you know it, 5 years of sitting and discipled, and we grew, and then God started moving us out step by step. A little step here, a little step there. You know, we opened up a foundation for children with autism. We just started helping people. We started going to youth detention centers for kids, started speaking into kids' lives, helping them, encouraging them. Get out of yourself and do something for somebody else. And that's what we started doing. We started helping others, and God started helping us slowly but surely. And before you know it, God had just started exalting us. Because basically what we did with ourselves is we grew. We got discipled. We studied the word, real dialogue of the principles. And I'm here to tell the listeners today, the principles of God work. No matter what nobody else has to say, I'm a living witness. Tracy's a living witness because we went by the principles of his word and started falling in line and doing what God instructed us to do and being obedient. And our life started to change. And before you know it, God exalted us. And there we were. He brought us into leadership.
You're listening to Life, Love, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today, Daryl Strawberry, legendary Major League Baseball player, now pastor, and God's at work in his life. Daryl, let's talk a little bit about an amazing work that you and Tracy are doing now. It's called the Daryl and Tracy Strawberry Christian Recovery Program. I think it's in Longview, Texas, right?
Well, yes, we have a Christian recovery program for substance abuse in Longview, Texas. That was the first one of our programs that they wanted to put into this company, Oglethorpe. I came together where they have 8 treatment centers, and they asked us, would we put a Christian program in one of the treatment centers? And we did that about a year ago. And then we had a grand opening on the first Daryl Strawberry Recovery Center down in St. Cloud, Florida, you know, 20 minutes outside of Orlando. You know, you can go to strawberrycenter.com. We just had a grand opening for that, a whole facility for athletes and non-athletes that has 6 cottages on it. And so we're doing a lot of great things. God has really expanded us. The devil laughs at you, you know, when you're struggling and you're going through. God turns situations around for his good. He uses your bad situation for his good. Me and Tracy both, who have been through substance abuse problems, he has us opening up treatment centers in different places. Where you just opened the one on the 24th. A full facility, and they bought a property here in St. Louis, and they want us to open one in St. Louis, and they want us to open up one in New York. So, you know, God has a great sense of humor. I mean, if you know Dr. Kelly, he has a great sense of humor about the way people think and what they say. But when he's ready to use you, he's ready to use you.
I had to smile. For our listeners, we were recently at our AACC, the American Association of Christian Counselors World Conference.
7,000 counselors and pastors from all 50 states, 30 countries around the world. But there was this 6'6" man walking around, and everybody's saying, "Is that Daryl Strawberry?" And everybody said, "That's him." He and Tracy were down there. God's at work in their life. And Daryl, we celebrate that in you. We're fighting the clock here, Daryl. I want to bring it home. I want this to be personal from you to our listeners. And Daryl, two quick questions. What do you say to the person listening right now where they feel like there's absolutely no hope? You've been there, Daryl. What do you say to them?
Well, I say a person that feels that way, that think there's no hope, there is hope. Romans 8:28 says, "All things will work together for the good of them who love the Lord." You have to know that you're called according to his purpose. When you get into the purpose of your life with God, not with you, not with what you do, what you have, but with God, God will show you that you belong to him, that he has a great purpose and plan for your life. I was a hopeless cause because I wasn't in purpose, what Romans 8:28 talks about. It was a call according to his purpose. You got to get into the purpose of God, not the situations of life. Getting away from your situations, and you have to deal with your situations. Don't get me wrong, but you have to deal with God in your life, in your purpose, not about your situations. God already knows your situations, you know, but he wants you to get into purpose of your life. So with him, so you can understand why you were called and you could do the great work that he's called you to do, and your whole life will be transformed and changed through knowing your purpose.
What about that man or woman who feels so ashamed? The shame has just taken over their life. They're embarrassed. They just don't feel like they can come out of that cave anymore, face anybody. What do you say to them?
You can live again. Jesus said it, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." You know, you have to know that he's the way, the truth, and the life. You can get up. You can rise up. That's the most important thing a person needs to know. It doesn't matter what you have done. You have done nothing that nobody else hasn't done. And you look at all the people in the Bible, they all had issues and struggles. You know, I mean, Israelites had struggles, you know, got set free from slavery. And, you know, God had an 11-day trip for them. It took them 40 years because they had issues. And you can get over your issues. You can get over your struggles. God is very patient. He'll sit and wait for you. And he already knows if you belong to him. He's just waiting for you to come and make the change and rise up. And don't quit. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't quit. The devil is a liar. You can't believe the lies that I said to you. It's over. It's not over. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly." And he means that. You have abundant life, but you got to get into action. You can't quit and say, "Well, I'm in this depressed place." Rise up and start walking. Pick up your cross and start walking. Yes, it's heavy, but Jesus carried a heavy cross to Calvary too, so you got to carry your cross just like he did.
So the real question is, what about you? Where are you at? How are you in your relationship with God? And what are you going to do about it? God's arms have been stretched towards you. He's been working in your pain. He's been working in your rebellion. He even has to work in the beauty of your life to remind you to look to him. Are you going to reach back toward him? Why not do it right now, today? Say, "God, listen, I give myself to you. Lord, I surrender my life. I want to do what Daryl's done. I want to turn it around." It's never, listen to me, it's never too late to turn your life around and start being a great dad, a great husband. Start being someone who boldly wants to stand up for what matters, to be bold about your faith and more.
I think that was a pretty amazing interview with Daryl Strawberry. You've been listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. And I want you to remember this: the grace of God is available to everyone who wants it. And by the way, that grace was available and evident now in the life of Daryl Strawberry. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. What does matter is who he is and what he's done and what you're going to do with that. As we close today, if you've missed a part of this interview, you can listen to it again by going up on our website. Simply go to drjamesdobson.org, drjamesdobson.org, and click on the broadcast page. There, you can download a copy of this broadcast at the site and listen to it again, and maybe share it with anyone you know who would be blessed by the message. Once again, the website address is drjamesdobson.org, drjamesdobson.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Be sure to come back and listen tomorrow for another exciting edition here on Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Who doesn't want to be encouraged to make their marriage stronger? Hey, it's Roger Marsh here for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Our new Family Talk smartphone mobile app is designed especially to uplift your marriage in a way that makes it easy for both husbands and wives to find great resources. Loaded with articles, broadcasts, and videos, the new Family Talk app will provide you with practical tips on making your marriage all it can be. The customized Family Talk app tailors content around where you are in life. So whether you're a husband or a wife, dad or a mom, the Family Talk app will provide you with daily inspiration to strengthen your marriage and invest into the lives of your children. The app also allows you to set personal reminders around life's greatest priorities, your faith and family. Go to drjamesdobson.org/app. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/app to download your free customized Family Talk app today.